You know, everybody wants to have a good life. Everybody's looking for the good life. Well, I want to talk to you today about living the good life in Christ. You know, Paul says in Acts 17:28, "For in him we live and move and have our being." You know, another translation says it. It's through him that we live and function and have our identity. Another translation says, "For from him we live and move and exist." The Message translation says, "We live and move in him. We can't get away from him." You know, here in these, Paul uses the expression "in him." This refers to being in Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul probably had, they call it the Pauline revelation, and that's just the term they use in theological circles talking about the Pauline theology, and they call it the Pauline revelation. He had a revelation that none of the others had on being in Christ. You know, if you don't know the reality of being in Christ, you can't experience the good life. You know, it's good to study these scriptures. Actually, my dad used to say, yeah, you need to read all the Bible, but you need to spend the majority of your time in the New Testament, and especially in the epistles, Romans through Jude, because this is the letters that were written to us, the church. In the Old Testament, we find a lot of history and a lot of other good things. And in fact, we find the history of the children of Israel. And many times, why would we read that? Well, the Apostle Paul says that what happened to them happens as examples for us. That means the examples to do and not to do, you know. But we need to especially look in the epistles, and we look for expressions in Christ, in him, in whom, by Christ, through Christ, which all refer to the believer's spiritual position. He wants us to have a good life, and he plans for us to have it. Now, you know, when we talk about in Christ, that refers to who we are in Christ and what we can do in Christ and what we have because of Christ. Now, there's a little book back there that Dad put together years and years and years ago called In Him. And I highly recommend you read it. How many of you ever read In Him? Oh, that's a whole majority of you. In there, he said there's over 140 verses in Christ, expressions are in him or in whom or through him, you know, in there. I want to look at a few of those this morning. Just real quickly, let's look at a few of those. I see they need 3 approved workers in the nurseries and the children, so go help them out. Okay, John 15:7. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, ask what you desire and it will be done for you." Romans 5:17. "For if any man, if for by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Romans 8:1-2. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8:37. "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 5:57. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragments of his knowledge in every place. And on we go here. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him. Okay, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Colossians 1:13-14, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin. Now that's just a few of those verses, and there's a whole bunch of them. But they provide a foundation for us so that we can live the life that God intended for us to live. Jesus said, I want you to have life, but I want you to have it more abundantly. And the abundant life is knowing the in him, through him type scriptures, in whom scriptures. You know, I tell you what, if you begin to study these scriptures and meditate on them, all of a sudden it'll lift you out of depression. It'll change your thinking from a loser to a winner. Hello. You know, knowing what it means for us to be in Christ helps us to step into all the realities that the Word of God has said belongs to us. You know, sometimes people, when you say in Christ, they seem to think it's sort of some abstract thing, but it's not. In Christ is very simple. When you're born again, you are born into the family of God, and you are in Christ. Now, let's look at it like this. You're in a family. How many of you are in a family? We all are. We belong to a family. We're part of a family. We are a member of a family. So being in Christ means the same thing. We belong to the family of God. We are a part of the family of God. We are a member of the family of God. Okay? So let's go back to where Paul said there in Acts 17:28. Paul said, excuse me, in him we move and live and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. That means then everything we do is in Christ, right? We are immersed in him. We're surrounded by him. We're living in him. We're existing in him. There is no greater truth from the Word of God that you can get after being born again than the in him realities. There is, some people call them redemptive realities. Some people call them Paul's revelation, or the Pauline revelation, or the Pauline theology. But it simply just means we are a part of him, and we can have everything that God says that we can have in Christ. Now, a branch of a tree or stem on a flower, whatever, it is connected to the vine or the main stem, right? So therefore, it gets its sustenance or it gets its life from being connected to the main trunk of the tree or the main stem of the flower. Is that correct? So we get our strength. We get all of our sustenance from being connected to Christ. That's what being in Christ means, okay? See, so we receive his life, his nature, his ability, everything. Certain spiritual realities exist because of Christ. In the world that we live in, there are some realities. One of them is gravity. See this box? I'm going to show you gravity. That's gravity. It, right? How many learned that in school? Oh, half of this crowd has been to school. Where'd the rest of you go? Yeah. Another reality of living in this world is seasons. We've just come through our hot season. We're going into a season that is called the transition. It's called fall. It transitions us from hot to cold. Right? And at the end of that, we go through another transition season called spring. And then back to hot again. Some people up north say they got three seasons: winter, almost winter, construction. I don't know whether that's true or not. But there are certain things that are realities because we live in this world, and there are things that exist because we're in Christ. They are realities. You see, Christ became our substitute. He paid the price for us. And because he paid the price for us on Calvary, and he obtained victory over Satan, our spiritual position in Christ allows us legally to be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Hello? Because of your family, you legally have a right to that, to being a part of that family and what that family has. Right? We're in Christ, so it's a legal thing. See, not only it's a legal thing, because God fixed it that way, so you legally become children of God. See, the children of Israel, they were called the children of God. But then we became children of God through Jesus Christ's death. It says we have been adopted into the family. Then in Galatians it says, if you're Abraham's seed, then you're heirs according to the promise. It talks about that we have spiritually become the sons of God, or the family of God. Our spiritual position in Christ brings us into living the good life. Now, living a good life takes more than hearing one sermon on it. It's based upon studying the Word of God, understanding who we are in Christ, continually reading the in Him scriptures. You know, you need to get a list of them, and maybe you won't give all of them every day, but you need to do part of them every day. One of them you need to do is, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and no weapon formed against me will prosper. One of them is, you need to do every day, at least, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, these daily confessions help us to be able to move and operate in God. That's what Paul said, right? In Him we move. And what? Live and have our being, or maybe a better translation, have our existence in Him. In Him, in Christ. See, then we need to continually meditate on these scriptures. Think about them. I am a child of God. One of the things that the enemy will come to you about trying to get, oh man, you're not really a child of God. You know that. We need to meditate on the fact, I'm not the person I used to be. I am a new person in Christ. That old person passed away. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. An heir is somebody that inherits everything that their father has. And a joint heir is joint with somebody. Myself, I only have one sibling, my sis. When mom and dad left, we were the heirs to whatever they had. Right? We are heirs. We have overcome in Christ. He says so. There's a scripture there. We triumph in Christ. We are made righteous in Christ. We need to get these things need to become such a part of us that when the enemy bombards us with a bunch of junk, that they automatically start coming out of us. Wait a minute. That's not right. You know, on Facebook, there was a picture of the house there at 405 North College Street in McKinney. And they put on there, said, this is where Brother Hagin was born again and blah, 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 you know. And I told her, I was driving and Lynette saw it. And I said, get on there and put on there. No, it's not. That house was destroyed years ago. In fact, the house that's there now don't look anything like that house. Because if you remember, he talks about the porch going all the way around the house. That just had a little bitty porch. It's not. People go there all the time. And they go through McKinney and they go find that. And they think that's it. It's not. That house was been destroyed a long time ago. Hello. Come on now. See, what we need to realize is who we are in Christ. That doesn't exist anymore. Just like that old house doesn't exist anymore. It's not there. There's been a new one built in its place. The old man that you were before you were born again, or the old person that you were before you were born again, does not exist. Because you are in Christ, and because you are in Christ, you can now live the good life. The life that the Word of God says belongs to you. You know, we need to make these scriptures, like I said, a daily confession. And somebody, if you don't want to write them down, go get that little book. They're already written out in. Some of them are written out in there for you. If they're not, the reference is there. And you don't even have to go hunting through the concordance to find all those scriptures. They're already written out. You can just go find them. You know, on my iPad, in one of the Bible deals there, I can make different, like I got one for my healing scriptures that I use preaching. I got another one for my personal scriptures that I read every day, you know. And you can put, and then you can just put there, you can make these little folders, and then I can put in him. And then all I got to do is punch that folder, and there, all the references there, just punch each reference, and it brings it right up. I can read it right there. I like that on my, I don't know whether you can do that or not. I don't know a whole lot about this electronic stuff, but I learned that on that, and I really like that. Because I don't have to flip the pages. I can just punch, and the scripture comes up. I can read it and make the confession that's in that scripture for me. See, sometimes when you're reading scripture, put your name in there. Especially if you read those scriptures over there in Ephesians 1 and 3. You read those scriptures, put your name in there. Man, just read them every day. Hey, you know, See, like it says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You just say, Kenneth is the righteousness of God in Christ. See, put your name in there. By his stripes, you were healed. No, by his stripes, Kenneth is healed. See, put your name in there. It begins to, it's got a little bit more of a, you know, it's not ambiguous. It's to the point. It's you. That's me. This is me. Put your name in there. See, the more you talk about who you are in Christ, putting your name in there, I want to tell you what, the stronger you will become in your Christian walk. You know, these truths should, of who you are in Christ should never get away from you. Now I'm going to take a moment here and read a couple of excerpts from In Him on page 9 and page 10 and 11. Dad says this on page 9 in the little book In Him. As far as God is concerned, everything you have are you in Christ? He has done it. Everything the Bible says is ours legally. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it is our believing it and confessing it which makes it a reality to us. Then it says, he goes on to say, it may not seem as though you really have what these scriptures say you have in him, but if you will begin to confess them with your mouth because you believe God's word in your heart, this is mine, this is who I am, this is what I have, then it will become a reality to you. The more you confess these scriptures, the more they will become a part of you. They have to become a part of you until when the enemy comes against you, you automatically begin to come back against him with the scripture. Amen. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, I want you to notice that automatically he came back with, it is written, it is written. It is written. That's what we have to do. And you can't do that if you haven't been studying these In Him scriptures, because the enemy wants to take the good life that God has for you away from you. See, confessing these In Him scriptures and In Whom scriptures, they enable it to become a reality in our natural realm. They're already a reality in the spiritual realm, but you bring them into reality in the natural realm by confessing who you are in Christ, confessing what you have in Christ, confessing what you can do because you're in Christ. You know, again, we want to live the good life. How many of you want to live a good life? You do it in Christ. In him, we what? Live, move, and have our life, our being, our existence in him. These In Him scriptures need to become a part of you. I mean, you know, many people, they get all the faith scriptures, and that's good. You need those too. But these scriptures are vitally important if you're going to live the victorious life in Christ Jesus. I am. And put your name in there. Kenneth is the righteousness of God in Christ. Kenneth can do all things through Christ, which strengthens him. Kenneth is healed by the blood of Jesus. See, I'm putting my own name in there. You can put your name in there. Carl can put his name in there. Hello. Nate can put his name in there. Amen. See, we need to learn to put our own name in there because that's who we are. See, you got to know who you are. If somebody asked you who you are, what do you tell them? Your name in the natural. If somebody asks you who you are, you tell them your name. Right? Why? Because you're identifying yourself. Is that not correct? So, when you're involved with the enemy, you need to identify who you are. Remember the Apostle Paul got arrested? The Romans took him in. They're going to give him lashes. And he said, is it lawful for you to whip a Roman citizen? All of a sudden it changed. All of a sudden the people that was against him started being for him. Why? Because he identified himself. As you identify yourself, who you are in Christ, the good life becomes yours. Say it with me. As I identify who I am in Christ, the good life becomes mine. I live, I move, and have my being, have my existence in Christ. Because I'm in Christ, I can live the good life. I can have everything. I can be everything that God has said in His Word. Because I'm in Christ, every promise in the book that the Word of God becomes mine, I have it now because of who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands up and thank God for it right now. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bow your heads for just a moment with me, please. I never like to have a sermon that don't give somebody opportunity to find Jesus. If you happen to be in this place this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, then you're not in Him, and you can't enjoy the things I was talking about. If you're in this place and you know what it is to be in Christ and walk in Christ, but you haven't been walking there and you need to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Anybody in this place, I can't pray for you if I don't know who you are. So would you please raise your hand if you need Jesus, if you need to rededicate your life. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Let me see your hand right now. Anybody in this place, anywhere right now? Anybody anywhere? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, glory to God. Everybody stand up for just a moment. Let's raise our hands and thank God because of who we are in Christ. Let me hear you pray. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to see if I can hear you praying. Well, I hear some anyway. With this bigger crowd, we ought to have a lot more uproar than that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father, we thank you for who we are in Christ and what we have. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.